Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Baseball bat, speed bump, flick, yard sale.
Ryan!
Joe!
That's a hard one.
You have an R in there. It's like, Joe!
Well, having the multiple syllables helps.
Brian! Yeah,
exactly. You're like, Joe! Like, goal.
That's it. Just Joe! Not like, nearly as fun.
I want to do it like that soccer announcer.
Maybe that's what they're saying. episode 21 of Can You Dump?
Gonna wake the dogs up.
I know. Probably, and even Aaron, maybe. She's sleeping.
I was just thinking about that.
Whoops. They're up now. Thank you guys for tuning in. And again, thanks for supporting us on Patreon. It goes a long way. Head on over there, patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast. You got anything you want to see on the show? That email, once again, is heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. And speaking of the emails, if somebody wrote something and you wanted to read, Brian?
Yeah, this is regarding last week of the would you rather, the slap and the baby.
Yeah.
Our shady son, Richard, he said, well, why not just become an obstetrician and slap all the babies you want? Mm. New baby, smack to cry. Clear those lungs of fluid. Y'all never said the slap had to be on the face. Boom, loophole.
I
love a good loophole.
Mm-hmm, that is, I didn't even think of it. But I did think about slapping babies. Over the last week.
Did you get a chance to do that?
No, just seeing a baby. Oh, I did think about sneaking in a slap. Because there was a baby that just happened to be parked in a stroller, like within slapping distance. I was like, how mad would they be if I
just... Were the parents turned away because they were talking. Smack. They wouldn't even have known.
It was a hard one. Yeah, you'd be like, what the fuck was that? You turn around and I just punched your kid.
Yeah, but if the baby's crying, it's just like, well, kid's crying again. They don't know. You have time to get out of there.
Fucking babies.
There's probably a camera somewhere, though.
Yeah. I'm sure it would come back on me in one way or another.
So thanks for the loophole, Richard.
I love a good Richard loophole.
Dick loophole.
Mm-hmm. How was your weekend with the kiddos, the Halloween one? I know this is a week after that, but did you guys have a good time?
Yeah.
Kids do anything fun?
Well, trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
And I'm still eating shitloads of candy.
The weather was pretty shitty.
I never buy candy.
Uh-huh.
And this time of the year, there's just an abundance of it. And I don't know how to handle myself.
The best way to handle it is you just eat it all. Get it out of the way. Don't let it hang out for weeks or months. Just eat all 5,000 pieces and then that's it.
Well, then you get the diabetes. Then you got to get your Liberty Medical sent right to your front door.
Mm-hmm. Got any plans this upcoming weekend? Because I just saw a warning that came through. I'm not sure if you saw it.
The high weather wind. Is gonna snow. Oh, it's wind.
Yeah.
Well,
it's that time of the year.
Wind in my neighborhood is not a good match.
And I don't know what happened. I'm sure scientists could tell us, but over the last 5 or 6 years here in the Pacific Northwest, the
inland
Northwest, if for whatever reason, we've just gotten at least a few. 2-3 wind storms every single winter, fall, winter. And you know what doesn't do well with wind are pine trees who are hanging out in wet ass ground. And it didn't happen for the first 10 years I lived here. And then the power's got knocked out multiple times every single year ever since.
Yeah, we'll get a foot of rain and then the wind will kick up. And our two houses down, a tree fell over onto the neighbor's RV, mm-hmm. just destroyed their RV. I watched our power pole get snapped in half. All the breakers were popping.
That is fun, though.
Yeah. So we're going to get the hell out of town this weekend. We're heading back.
Just running.
To the hometown.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We got to clear out some stuff at the Paw's house.
Oh, yes.
Trying to get that sold.
We haven't done that either, but it's a different situation. Because my stepmom 2.0, as I call her, she's going to remain in the home. We're not like kicking her out or anything. So we have a little more time to figure out what to do with all that stuff. But man, yeah, it's a whole process. And it's a weird one. I know there's a lot of people, a lot of our kids out there are listening and they've been through it. It's like, it's just so much stuff. So many things. And it's your whole childhood.
Yeah. A lot of memories just sitting. We were in going through some stuff a couple weeks ago when we were down there, just mm-hmm. going to the garage, and I actually found a card that we gave my dad when we were probably, I think I was probably 8, 9 years old. It was a Father's Day card, mm-hmm. and it was on this shelf. That thing is 30 years old. And it was just sitting on the shelf, and it was like, oh, God. So the wind's going to come through there. Up?
Yeah.
The wind's going to come through there and take stuff like that and just send it into the neighbor's yard.
That just gave me one of the best ideas I think maybe you've ever had in your entire life. Here's what I'm going to go back. I'm going to go back down. I wish the windstorm was happening down in my hometown, because I would just go through my dad's stuff. And if I didn't want it, we'd talk among the siblings, like, hey, do you want this chair? No, no. And he'd walk outside and he'd just go and throw the chair up into the sky.
Gets caught in the jet stream and takes off.
Then the 75-mile-an-hour winds would just whip it into someone else's house. And that's their problem and not ours.
I love that.
And he has so many tools. That's fun. Like, hey, do you have a need for 46 screwdrivers? No, I'll take this one. Okay. You just go outside.
It's like throwing it into a fan and just sends it.
Yeah, it's not your problem anymore.
Maybe tools is a bad idea.
That would kill somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just throwing like a giant wrench.
And it'd probably throw a little bit, depending on the size of the wrench. 75.
The way that the wind's blown the last few years, I could see a hunk of metal moving a mm-hmm. little bit. It wouldn't just fall straight back down.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely more surface area on a sheet metal. Because those are the ones that really get going.
Yeah,
the sheet metal from a roof.
Hold it sideways and flip it up and let it catch.
Let it go. Have you
just
seen...
Just slices somebody in half?
There's plenty of funny videos out there. It's more like hurricanes and stuff of people that get hit by objects.
Oh, hilarious.
And I don't know why they're so funny to me. It's only if they're not hurt. They just get smashed by something and it's funny. But there's one that is so scary where some dude is out on the back porch and then just decides to come back in because it's like lightning or something. And a trampoline comes in and smashes the back porch and misses.
I've seen that.
Inches from just smushing this person. Just came out of nowhere.
What would have happened since it's a trampoline, mm-hmm. it's bouncy. Would he have hit that and gone with it, or would it have bounced him?
Well, this was like the metal beam would have cut his neck.
Well, so then it doesn't matter that it was a trampoline or not.
No.
Because I was just thinking how funny that'd be if it
bounced him.
Bounced him.
Whoa! It's like a comical just launching.
Flying, yeah. And it bounces you up into the air, and now you're flying along with it. You're racing the trampoline.
That's you in the sky.
You're like, oh, God.
Super convenient if you're moving just a few houses down.
That would be nice. Could you imagine the neighbors? Like, they walk out the next morning, have a cup of coffee, uh-huh. and there's like a lawn chair, or just one lawn chair, mm-hmm. just random stuff.
You're like, whoa, yard sale.
Yeah.
It's a reverse yard sale.
Yeah.
Instead of selling shit out of your yard, you just get a bunch of other people's shit. That's pretty cool.
You know, you actually could do that. Like, you know what I've done lately is stuff that we didn't want in the garage or the house. Mm. I've just been taking it out and writing free.
Mm-hmm.
It's shocking how many things people will just take.
Mm-hmm.
We've never put anything out that somebody hasn't stopped and taken.
Yeah. I don't even know where we talked about this, or it was some study that I read, or as a friend, maybe.
You
I don't
up.
Know. They're just making it up right now. They couldn't give this barbecue away for free because they saw free and they're like, what the fuck's wrong with it?
Mm-hmm.
Why would, and so they charged like $10 and then it was gone. Because now it has some value.
Right.
And they're like, oh, $10. Well, it must still work. Because if you just put free on it, they're like, yeah, fucking, yeah, right, buddy. I'm not taking this to the dump.
Dude, there's some people that will, they'll take that stuff and go back and have a garage sale and sell it for like $2. Mm-hmm. And somebody will buy it. To me, that is so, the effort just gone.
Never, yeah.
I remember we went to, we had a garage, my wife loves having garage sales and get rid of stuff. I'm more of a put it out front, let someone take it. I don't want to have to deal with setting up fucking tables and shit.
I was like, is it worth the maybe $90 we're going to make?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, really, is it worth it? Mm-hmm. And so I put some like old jeans. They were like a brand new pair of jeans with a tag on it. And I think I put them out there for like $1 or $2. And some guy was like, I'll give you a quarter. I'm like, just give me $2 for the fucking thing. They're $50 jeans unworn. You can't give me $1 for it?
Can I give you a quarter? Yeah, you can give me a go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And just, there you go. Kick him in the butt.
Here's a quarter. Go call someone who cares.
Go call a ride home. Get off my property. What?
And you take quarter, his car. Yeah.
And you steal his car. That's where that joke was going.
You distract him.
You sell his car for a quarter while you have him locked up in your basement.
I love that.
This is a good movie.
And this was actually at a house that was like a dungeon basement. So it would have made sense for there.
So we just came up with a new horror plot that hasn't been done yet. The yard sailor or whatever. and he tortures people. He's dressed up like a sailor. Okay. So it's like the yard sailor.
Yeah.
He's like a scary pirate kind of thing. I like
that.
Yeah. And he gets kidnapped. He has yard sales and then kidnaps people who show up and don't pay the asking price. And he's very reasonable. So that's how he justifies everything.
Right.
He's like, no, the officer, it was reasonably priced. And he still tried to lowball me. Of course I cut his fucking head off.
I put a TV out here for 50 cents. He wouldn't take it. He offered me a quarter. We couldn't find a common ground. So I killed him.
So I cut his fucking dick off.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then
okay.
Fed it to his wife.
And then sold it for a quarter. I don't see, there's different ways this guy works.
Actually, you know,
he sells it on the black market.
Yeah.
He sells their body parts on the, okay.
Well, there's,
it's going to be great.
It's a lot more common for like sex changes now. It's much more acceptable. So like it used to be just like, you know, Lorena Bobbitt.
Yeah.
She just cut her husband's dick off. Right. And then what'd she do with it? She just like, threw it in a river or something.
Exactly. But did throw now, it in a park.
She did.
Yeah. They found it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cause now you wouldn't just waste that. You could sell that.
Healthy dick.
Yeah, that's a donor dick.
Can you imagine
what the prices situation of a dick go on?
Oh, don't lowball
these days.
Don't lowball the yard sailor.
Lowball a dick.
Don't lowball the yard sailor. He's gonna fucking get you. No, but I just picture you're in a relationship and you have like you started a relationship with like the penis that you currently have, right? And then you went yard sailing. And then you came back. And she goes, "Whoa, where'd you get this dick? You're not going to believe this, babe.
The hell of a 50 cents. The deal I got on this thing.
50 cents. And it just like attached on perfectly. And he's like, "Whoo!"
So now, wait, does he have two dicks now, or is it a longer one dick?
It traded it in. He had to trade it in to get the 50-cent price.
But he had it cut off.
Yeah, I don't know. See, I don't know how this works. But he tried. In my brain, he traded it in. He upgraded, and everyone's happy.
Yeah, but what's the process?
I don't know. I mean, that didn't go that far. I just
because that's gonna be a lot.
There's not a doctor at the yard sale. I don't think this has to be like a.
I love the logic of people who they shop with coupons and buy a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. They'll be like, "Well, I bought it. I bought this much stuff for the next 5 years because I saved $200, but now we have." You know,
way too much stuff.
Way too much stuff. There's nowhere to put it. So it's like the same thing. Like, well, I could have got a new dick. Or I didn't have to get a new dick, but I spent thousands of dollars to get it cut off to get a new dick when I could have just... Is this making sense?
I'm waiting for it to turn around. Right now, I'm just picturing like a coupon for dicks. And I don't know if that's helpful.
Because you said you got it for 50 cents. So I was thinking, well, no, because you actually have to pay for it to get cut off and sewn back on.
You're thinking of the whole process. Yeah.
So it was like, was it really worth that money because you got a deal on it? Oh, right. That's what it was. Because you had to spend 10 grand on getting the dick attached. Mm-hmm. So it was getting the good deal on the actual dick.
Just going skinny on the.
Yeah.
Getting real skimpy on mm-hmm. on the actual penis. But yeah. The process but, getting there.
Yeah. There it is. I knew it would come around.
There it is. I knew we could cup it. You get it. All right. Well,
let's move past this.
Let's get into the show. That was a wild start, though.
came in hot.
Hey, shut up. Start the show already.
can't stop thinking about the yard sailor. It'd be great.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, we'll look into developing that. So this is the question for today, and it's from the catfish. We don't know what that, who or where you came from.
Who, a dude or a chick? We don't know.
Says here, if you have a baseball...
I bet you they don't exist.
I get it, catfish. If you have a... Have you heard of reverse catfishing, by the way?
No.
You put up shitty pictures of yourself, so then when they meet you in real life, you look great.
That sounds like most people's profile pictures on social media.
But it goes the other way with the like just filters, and you look the best you've ever looked. Then you show up, and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's
what I'm saying.
The overdone, washed.
So flip that.
Yeah.
And just put like...
Oh, got it.
You do bad pictures of you, so then when they see you in real life, they're like, whoa.
But if they have the bad picture, they might not get the date.
I know. You got to find the right in between.
What if you had some guy that just doesn't like pretty people, and he's like, oh, I wanted an ugly chick, and he shows up like, well, no, I'm not good enough for you.
Yeah,
I was good enough for your profile picture.
I don't have the patience for this.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I don't have to tell my friends, who answer that, hey, how'd you get her?
You get her all the time.
I wanted to be more attractive than the person I'm with. Fuck this up.
If you have a baseball bat and one fifth grader is released at you every 10 seconds,
fifth grader,
how many fifth graders would it take or could you take out before they overwhelmed you?
Why is it a fifth grader? What's the significance of a fifth grader?
I think they're just, they have...
I'm smarter than a fifth grader? Isn't that a show?
Yeah, it used to be. You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
No, I think fifth graders just has that, like they might have some sneaky power.
Okay. They're like, not a middle school kid, but they're not like a third grader.
Yeah, not a high schooler or a kindergartner. Like, because, you know, those are, then you have a fifth grader. It's in there. There's some big fifth graders.
Yeah.
But I know how to swing a baseball bat. I'll tell you that.
Yep.
I know how to really swing one. And that's going to be a something for the therapist.
So.
How'd your week go? I'm not going to believe this.
87 fifth graders.
She's like, what are you talking about? You're like, check this out. You got videos? You got like the Apple slow-mo?
Yeah.
You're like, watch it. No, hold on, right here. This is the part. Bang!
Watch what happens to his head explodes.
And then, wait. 10 seconds from now. One, two, and bang! He's watching kids' heads get beat in. She goes, I'm going to call the police. No, I thought this was...
It was a whole would you rather thing.
Mm-hmm. It was a whole would you rather. And I thought there was like a confidentiality thing. Couldn't, so...
Yeah, doctor, patient, confidential, or...
No talkie.
Okay.
It's patient, doctor, no talkie. That's what it is. So every 10 seconds with a fifth grader.
I mean, 10 seconds is a pretty decent amount of time, but you're going to start getting winded pretty soon.
Yeah.
Pretty quick. Because
I'm guessing you get to prepare for it. You get the baseball bat. Do you get like a camel back? And I bet you I could kill a fifth grader if I had a... It's an aluminum bat or is it a metal bat?
Let's go aluminum.
And if it breaks, do you get another bat? You have like an arsenal of bats. I'm gonna go with yeah.
If you go aluminum, you're probably okay. It's gonna dent.
Ooh, sweet spot.
And it won't vibrate as bad.
You have just baseball gloves on.
Mm-hmm.
Those are murder.
Do you get pine tar?
Yeah, you get all this stuff. Because the
cleats?
Yeah, whatever gives you the advantage, it's just going to be you, a baseball bat, and some fifth graders. But I mean, I feel like I could eat a sandwich or like a pita and still hold off some. So fueling up to keep myself refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
Every 10 seconds.
You know how I picture this though too? Because we go pick up our kids, you know, pick up our son. And after school, like all the parents are there, the kids are running the class, run into their parent.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just picturing like this being at a school, the playground or the area that's fenced off is empty. And then there's like a ring, ring, ring. The door flies open.
Yeah.
Some like zombie fifth grader running at you. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what? Down. And you're like, you're feeling good.
Uh-huh.
And then another one comes out.
Uh-huh.
The problem is if you're not finishing the job on that first swing,
they're getting back.
They're going to get back up. They're going to come at you.
So, and that's another thing that was not in detail or whatever explained in the question is, are the fifth graders trying to attack you? Or are they just like, like running at you with their hands down and you get a nice clean
swing?
Like
they want to give you a hug. Yeah. Like they're excited. Dad. They're excited to see you.
They're calling you dad. Uncle Brian. You're like, fuck. Oh, man. Bam.
I mean, okay, yeah, that would make a difference.
It's good to see you.
If they come running out like to tell you about, they're running out with like a coloring that
I had
they
the
made.
Best day ever.
Oh my God. Oh, right, let me so I gotta tell you about show and tell today.
Right. Right. Oh my God, I had the best day at school. Look at my grades.
So you got a B minus.
I can't. How'd you do in PE? What?
This is gonna hurt me way more, and it's gonna hurt you.
I promise. It's gonna be over soon, buddy.
Then you gotta. Yeah. So
I mean, how?
If they're like zombie, like World War Z zombies, where they're just like running at
really
you,
really going for you.
You don't have time to think about it. You just gotta blast them. But mm-hmm. if they're running out, like bringing their report card and like excited to see you. That is so much worse.
Lord Brian, I know you were picking me up today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Come here.
Yeah.
Fuck. Whack. I'm going to go. I think I get a full day in, and there's going to be a mound of bodies.
Yeah. And
you just have to like move your area around.
You got
to
move around.
And spread out the fucking. Exploded heads.
Although if they're piling up in front of you, now you have like a barricade.
You could build. Oh,
here we build a fort around you.
Kind of. Yes, that.
But then they'll start falling on top of you.
Yeah, I know. And are some kids faster than other ones? So like they catch up, and now you're hitting two at a time. But no, I was thinking you could take the bodies and make a maze. So they have like a starting gate, and you just slowly somehow construct a maze so they get lost in it.
Come around the corner.
Yeah, because create
wrong
another,
turn, bitch.
Make a whole box. Yeah. They can never get out of there, and you can go get a good night's sleep.
So go you're get like some rest. You're sitting with your back up against this pile of fifth graders. Yeah.
And they're trapped inside a dome of other fifth graders.
With your bat somehow, sitting right next to you.
Somehow weaved together.
That makes me think of like The Walking Dead. What's Negan?
I never want to know something about me.
You've never seen Walking Dead?
I think I saw an episode and I was like, and it was at a time, it was just so much zombie stuff. I was over it. I was over the zombie stuff. And then that one came and I was like, I don't want to do it. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
So I never did. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like sometimes when I say that, it's like when someone says, I've never seen Lord of the Rings.
And you're never seen Lord of the Rings.
And you're like, fucking what? How have mm-hmm. you done that? Or Game of Thrones. Like all that. You're like, I'm sorry. I don't know. It just didn't happen for me.
It's like being like I had a chance to have sex. Just didn't happen. Now I'm 37 years old and
might not ever happen for me.
Might not.
Okay, so back to killing fifth graders.
Oh, yeah.
Baseball bat.
Are you stronger than a fifth grader?
For sure. Majority of them. There's got to be one that could beat the shit out of me.
There's always those freaks of nature fifth graders that they come coming at you that you're going to have to take a couple swings at.
Named Bradley or Derek or something.
Yeah.
Jason.
There's always Jason, a big Jason. Jasons are always big.
Big old Jason.
I can picture a big Jason that was at my elementary school.
Me too.
And a Justin too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this kid was big. So you're whacking on that kid to keep him down, and then you've got another one. What if two back to back?
That's what I'm saying.
Big kids come out. Yeah, so you're dealing with one, and then the other one's.
Yeah. If it's like a cookie cutter, every kid, and they're running up you, trying, and they love you, and they have no attack in them. They just want to hug you. I could get a full day in of punching these or whacking these kids
so
in the face.
So basically what happens is they come up to give you a hug.
And you get a free shot.
And, I'm thinking like instead
surprise,
of like,
motherfucker!
They're not like trying to take you out. They're just want to give you a hug. And after a while you get overwhelmed to where that
they would bury you.
You would suffocate and die. Like, and then cause you like,
you couldn't stand anymore. I mean, you can only stand for so long. You can only stay awake for so long. So I bet you I could get one full, I'm gonna go 24 hours. And kill every single fifth grader, and then after that, it's going to get a little weak.
It's so hard without some sort of a base to compare this to. I don't even know.
This is this just goes back to last week. We're just slowly getting older. We had slap a baby, hit a fifth grader with baseball bat. Next week, we're going to visit middle school and have something. Then we'll maybe go to high school.
I feel like it's going to get real dark. Like if this isn't dark enough,
the best one's going to come out right around Thanksgiving. And it's going to be real. We're going to be so thankful for whatever shit we've come up with in our heads.
We're going to eat so much.
Okay, 24 hours. That's my answer. What's yours?
I don't know.
Oh, fine. Sorry. What I was going to say was we have to just test it out. Just like slapping the baby, we're going to have to get a couple fifth graders that are down. Give them football helmets. Why is that so funny? Over like two big football helmets and they're
giant.
Like they're sideways and their face mask is like kind of sideways and they're running at you. And you're just like, no. This is the cutest thing.
Well, that's the problem.
This is survive of the fittest.
The first couple are going to be, if they're coming out to give you a hug or show you their grades, it's going to suck. Because you know they're not trying to threaten you. If they're coming to kill you, that's a different motive.
Daddy, I got student of the month. Fuck. Whack. I remembered to find out when the photo retakes were. It's like,
They come running out with their with their school pictures.
Yeah, look, Dad.
Bam. With an 8x10
wallet size. You're standing around a pile of school pictures. Different kids that you okay. All right, whatever. Let's just move on.
Giant pile of school. You could
burn
those
and stay warm. You could burn, make a little fire to stay warm while you beat all these heads in. Oh, geez. Okay, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
Nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
Before we get into some of the stuff that we were thinking about this week, currently can't stop thinking about the idea of a reverse yard sale. Like, how funny that is, because you take all the shit you don't want, roll up to someone's house, and then just put it in their yard, and then fucking leave it and be like, see ya, buddy.
But not just throw it in their yard.
Oh, yeah.
You lay out tables, right. And you lay it out with price tags and everything.
Little departments.
So the guy gets up. To get the newspaper and a cup of coffee in their a yard sale. He doesn't recognize any of the stuff. Because you know when you have a garage sale or something, you go out and why is the stuff that's normally in my bedroom, in my lawn, but you're like, oh yeah, I'm selling it. But if you saw someone else's stuff you didn't recognize.
Can you imagine that? Like you go, stretch at the window. I got your cup of coffee and you lift the blinds up. It's just someone else's shit.
There's like a rack of of other people's clothes.
There's like one of those like gazelle workout things and a treadmill. Or a Nordic track or whatever they were called.
An ab flex.
ab roller.
Yeah.
And a bunch of dresses. And you're like, what?
I forgot.
Kids toys.
All the exercise equipment that people sell at garage sales. They get it and they're like, all right, dude, I'm going to work out.
Get it for Christmas and then it gets gone that summer.
Yoga mats, just sweaty, disgusting yoga
You're
mats.
You're walking around, be like, what the? Oh my God, who want to get rid of this?
It's like a gazelle. It doesn't work electronically anymore, but if you still use it's good enough.
Good enough, yeah. Remember that guy that would sell that with the big old ponytail?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I forget his name.
It was, I always remember it. Why can't I remember it now? Yeah, baby.
Let's just call him Yeah Baby.
No, I know it. It's,
Oh, man.
Hot, damn it.
Harry, I'll look it up. Set up the next thing.
No, we're not. Don't look it up.
Okay.
At some point during the show, I'm going to remember his name. Don't tell me what it is, because I know what it is.
Okay.
I'm going to hurt you if you tell me.
I really know
his fucking name. I can see with his ponytail.
Oh, I got
curly hair.
Oh, my God. I forgot what this guy looked like.
It's Tony Little, isn't it?
It's Tony Little. You got it.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
And so he'll go, he's like this, and then it leans back. He's
just still running on it, like just the goofiest piece of workout equipment.
But he has that hat with the ponytail through the curl. Yeah, baby.
Dude, I just picture you yank that blind open, right? And on top of it, you're just like, what in the fuck? And it's just like a bow flex. And you're like, that's pretty sick. You're like, wow, who the hell would sell a bow flex? Oh, man, it's a weird ass day. It's a weird ass day.
Weird ass day.
Okay, let's get into the what are you thinking about? We're taking a while out the gate here this morning.
Yeah, you got things to do.
Or this morning. Yeah, I know. If I don't get out of here, Ezra is going to die.
Right.
So
somebody is going to hit him with a baseball bat when he leaves school.
Dad. Oh, imagine. Terrible. I don't want him.
If imagine they're all your the own parents. Kids. No, the parents showing up to pick up their kids from school. they just see all their kids.
Well, first of all, they're like, who's that? Because like running to someone they don't really know.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to talk to a stranger.
And whack. And they can't, or they're like behind a fence. They have to watch it all. Mm-hmm. Okay. We have so many horror movie ideas today. Okay. Back to you.
I don't even know what I was going to say. No, what am thinking I thinking about?
What are you thinking about?
Well, you mentioned Thanksgiving and Halloween and all this shit.
Yeah.
So when we were trick or treating the other night.
Yeah.
I just think it's so funny that on certain days how something is acceptable in on one day and not on another day, or in a certain place and not in another place.
Yeah.
For example,
yeah.
Halloween, you're walking around neighborhood just randomly going up to people's doors, which people just don't do anymore ever. Now, if you knock on someone's door or ring on the doorbell, they freak out. Like, why are you at my house?
They could be like all of it. You hear the guns cock and you're like, I'm just fucking seeing if you saw my cat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But now people are sitting on the couch waiting for the doorbell to ring,
mm-hmm.
which never happens. But on this night it does. And then you open the door and there's kids on your doorstep and you just give them candy.
Mm-hmm.
And no one thinks that's weird at all.
Mm.
Unless that happened on November 1st.
Yeah, then that's super weird.
Now it's like, dude,
get
why are
here.
You? Yeah, get off my lawn. Kayla, I think her name was.
Kayla wrote in and she was so sad. Kayla, we love you. She was like, I did not think it was going to go that way.
Of course, what did you think was going to happen? She's
embarrassed. People are writing in, maybe we'll get into next, we don't even know if we get into it this week, maybe, but they're defending her. Like, no, I get it. Like, I don't want your stupid kid around me. I don't care.
Right.
And Mo's like, all right. So, but she felt like she was embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed. It was just really funny to take it to an extreme.
I was listening back to that that section because I wanted to hear what you and when you were just like when you were like, see, it could have been a crazy person. next time, you never know who you're gonna get. You might get a crazy person.
Okay, so back to the Halloween candy.
How fucking weird that is that on any other day, like one day out of the year, it's acceptable, and then mm-hmm. like you mentioned Thanksgiving where. People just eat as much as they physically can till you're sick.
Uh-huh.
And no one's like, oh, you're going back for more, huh?
Yeah.
Right. You do that another day, like, dude.
Whoa.
You need to think about your life choices.
Yeah, you're eating me, eat the whole fridge. Please stop.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Any other day, that's the way it goes. But on that day and then like the next couple of days after Thanksgiving, it's fine.
I don't know why this reminded me of like Christmas. A lot of the traditions and holidays that we have around the entire world have some weirdness if they're not on that day.
Mm-hmm.
Like Christmas. I mean, first of all, super weird that we go outside and we're like, oh, I love this tree. And you just chop it down and you put it in your living room. Like,
and then when you're done, you throw it in the front yard and it just sits, it's brown and dead.
It is so weird.
Rotting away in your
every
yard.
Every year I laugh thinking about it. I'm like, what are we doing? And it's like a ton of houses, not everybody, but a ton of houses. They're going out there chopping down some innocent fucking tree and then decorating it and sitting around it. And then when you're done with it, you just throw it back out. Like, fuck you, bro. But no, like if you have a Christmas tree up in July, like that's weird. But if you have it in December, it's like, oh yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course you have a tree in your living room.
It's exactly. Christmas lights, people will take them down. Some people leave them up all year. Some people wait 6 months, take them down, and then it's like, well, shit, mm-hmm. I got to put them up again a couple months anyway, so I might just leave them up.
That reminds me of the Toy Story situation. Remember when Ham, what's his name? Piggy, the pig Ham, and he's pushing the button. They're trying to find the toy salesman. And he clicks on the TV, like, stop. He goes, nah, too fast. I'm going to go back around. And he just keeps on clicking.
No. Nope.
It's the same thing with the Christmas lights.
I don't remember that.
Oh, well, somebody does.
Once you go too far. What's his
name? Porkchop.
Porkchop.
Mm. No, it's not. Well, whatever.
You know what's funny about, you said the cutting down a tree and bringing it inside. Here's another thing that's just kind of weird. So, like, we'll go camping.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll take stuff from our house, drive into the woods or in the middle of nowhere, with the stuff that's in our house and then live like we're living in our house, mm-hmm. kind of, sort of, you know.
Just like a harder version of life.
Yeah. And that's an adventure. And then what we'll do is we'll bring plants and trees into our house.
Right.
Like, why can't we leave those things
out there?
Just separate.
I don't know. They do make you feel
good,
though.
We got to bring a plant. We can go outside and look at them. My wife has a poster. It says pothead. Because she's got plants. It's edgy.
That is edgy.
Because she's got plants all over the fucking house.
It made me laugh.
And the thing is, they're all over the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I bump into them. And then I get in trouble when I bump into them.
You spill break the whatever that the fuck they
sit in. You bump the leaf and it like starts killing it or whatever.
What?
And we have two little kids.
The pussy ass
plant. And they'll touch a tree and like, easy on my thing. It's a fucking tree. It should be outside.
Why is it in here?
If I run into this tree outside, be careful, you might hurt yourself. If I run into this fucking tree in the house,
get the tree.
Careful, you're going to hurt the tree.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
We'll flip a roof.
What the fuck?
I don't know. That is weird.
Shirtless in public.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Like if you're at the pool or the beach, you take your shirt off, you're fine. You walk into a grocery store with no shirt on, people think you're a lunatic.
Yeah, no shirt or shoes, same thing.
Yeah, no service.
Yeah, you get it. And then thinking about back to the traditions, I'm not sure if this is too far of a stretch, but of course, there's certain things that, of course, it's not fun. You don't lie to your kids, right? Especially if you're trying to show them to be honest.
Oh, I lie to my kids all the time.
I know. I get it. Like, there's also white lies and lies that protect them. And then lies that, like, just get you out of doing dumb shit you don't really feel like doing.
That's the one.
But this one that I was thinking about, bingo, baby, is how weird it is that you lie to your kids, like, about the tooth fairy. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, don't. It's not good to lie. Now lay your head down, because if you don't go to sleep, the flying fairy is not going to come collect your teeth. Okay, good night, Dad. For money. Yeah, and it'll give you a dollar if it's a good big one. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck was I talking to? They get like $20 a tooth.
It was me.
That was you.
So
was it on the show? Or were we just talking about it outside the show?
My wife, so when my son lost his tooth, he was like, he comes down the thing and he's like, oh, how much did Tooth Fairy give you? He's like, $10. I look at her like, Jesus Christ.
Inflation.
You realize this is going to happen several more times.
He's got so many more. Yeah.
So I remember getting like 50 cents.
I'd just get a quarter. 50 cent piece would be like a big one. Back when those were more around.
$2 bill.
Oh, I have some. And I pass them down. Pepper has one somewhere.
I have a $3 bill. What? It's a CD.
No.
Clean Biscuit.
Gotcha. I remember that.
Here's a one for you.
Baby, so like, bang. You're gonna have to. Say what you want about Limp Bizkit. That shit came out. It was fucking perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that was before they were. Yeah. Chocolate starfish. Oh, yeah. I like Limp Bizkit, though, so I'm not saying anything about him. Okay. Speaking of face paint.
Oh,
Wes.
Here's the guitar player.
Wes Borland.
Got it.
So here's another example. You paint your face at a sporting event, baseball game, football game, whatever. That's fine. You paint your face to go work at an office. Not fine. That's weird. Unless it's on Halloween.
Then that's the loophole. Mm-hmm. Getting back around to the loophole here.
Yeah, one day out of the year, you can wear a fucking skeleton.
Or even picturing like face paint or just that type amount of cheering that you would see at a professional sporting event and then putting that at like a kid's event. And that's funny too, where parents are just like, yeah, like scream, get loud. And they're just watching their kids play soccer or t-ball.
Well, that announcer that's like, let's make some noise. It's okay to be as loud as you want.
What's the thing they always play? And then we just charge.
Oh yeah,
isn't that one? Or the
Calvary. It's the Calvary.
Something like that.
Casey Calvary, Gonzaga.
Yeah, so that is weird, and I bet you there's a ton more.
Oh yeah, and I wish I could think of more right now because I know I'm in situations all the time where I think like it's weird that this is happening. I mean, this isn't really so. It's sort of in that vein. When you see someone that you work with at work, you're like, oh, hey, Joe, hey, Fred.
Oh, hey, Brian.
But if you see Joe or Fred, let's say, at an event, you're like, oh, hey, go up, shake the hand or hug. If you're a hugger, you do all that kind of stuff. It's this big thing. You just fucking saw him at work, but you're in a different environment But I'm not a greeter person. A lot of times people think that I might be an asshole because I generally don't say
bless you.
No. And I don't say hi, really, or say bye. In a situation like, if I just show up to a thing,
table manners.
I'm just kind of just there, and if people say hi, and be like, hey, and I'll chat. But I'm not like, I don't walk up to people and be like, hey, how's it going? If someone comes up to me and starts talking, I'll talk.
If they talk first, or you just
oh, yeah, I'll jump right in and have a conversation. But I'm not a big, like, and then I can just leave and not say bye, and I'm cool with that.
The old Irish goodbye? Back in your parting days, were you the friend that just vanished?
No, I was actually always, well, if I just, yes. I was the last one to fall asleep at a party, our house or whatever. But then we'd be at a party at someone else's house, and I'd be like, yeah, I'm done. And I'd just leave.
Just leave. It's easier
walk than, home.
Because if you tell somebody, they'd be like, oh, no, come on.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm just going to fucking, one more shot, man. There's so many hot babes on the way, man. Look, check out this text. You're like, I just want to go home.
And then you walk, like, I'm walking home, then I get 7 calls from 8 different people. Dude, where'd you go?
My friend who listens to the show, his name's Craig, and he was that guy.
fucking Craig.
He would, and he had some vanishing stories, some crazy ones,
like magician.
And I don't know
worthy.
I'm gonna whatever. I'll say it right now. This one is so good and so ridiculous. I think about it all the time, and I remind him of it all the time too. But yeah, again, Craig, you listen to the show. What's up, man? Hope you enjoy the story.
So
What's up, Craig? We are out at a canyon party. We are like 2 miles at a canyon party.
A canyon party? A party in a canyon?
Yes.
Okay.
So growing up in the mountains, you wouldn't like go to the desert, and if you didn't have a house to go to, you just picked one of the canyons and went out there and had pallets of wood and had a giant bonfire and everyone had music and drank around the, that was a canyon party, right? So we are at one of those with a bunch of our friends. And Craig was out there. He rode out, I believe, with us. So he didn't have a car. Now, at some point in the night, Craig just disappeared. And this is not like just leaving someone's home, like a party in town, and then going somewhere. He's just fucking gone. And we're 2 or 3 miles out in a canyon, and Craig's gone. So we don't really know what happens. We couldn't get a hold of him. And then the next morning, I find out Craig just took off, and he started running back into town. From the canyon party, he just put
full on sprint, truck,
ran into a barbed wire fence.
Oh my god!
Split his stomach open, so now he has to walk another 2 miles with his,
guts hanging out.
It was a big cut, like you can see the fat and everything. And I think he had a sprint, and then he got a hold of his dad once we got back into cell phone range. I feel like the story went, Craig, you have to write in or text me when you get this. But I was like, then just go to bed.
Yeah,
like he had nothing to do. He just was like, bye. And
I can relate to that.
Like, I just want to be in my own bed.
I can absolutely relate to that.
Not the back of a car, but not that far out. And just sprinting into barbed wire fences in the pitch black. Like, he's just running through the fields.
I get that motivation, though, because I'm a big walker. So anybody that's from this area, I walked one morning from, I mean, way the fuck out in the valley in Spokane. Like, 12th and whatever. It's way the fuck out in the valley. I walked all the way downtown one morning because I just didn't want to be there anymore.
That's like 15 miles, isn't it?
It was about that, yeah. And it was like, snow.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think I was in my underwear. Like, I just wanted to be home.
I don't know why I knew when you said, what I forget what you said, I was like, you were that guy.
You're dude, I'm like, always like, in my underwear.
Fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I just like, I want to be home.
Yeah.
And I've made a couple bad decisions driving wise, but we have this buddy that we were, anybody that knows the area, like Twist, Pateras, Bridgeport, North Central Washington, small little towns along highway.
Yeah.
And one night, he was always driving home, but one night we were in out in a cabin north of Twisp in the middle of nowhere. And we're all partying stuff and we're like, hey, where'd he go? I won't use his name. I'm like, where'd he go? And like, no one knew where he left. Uh-huh. He left. And then come to find out he drove all the way home, which was like, I don't know, an hour, hour and a half. Just, hammered.
Yeah. I'm out of here.
Two lane windy highway, but some you're just so used to doing that. It was like whatever. It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. That was good. If you have any examples going back to things that are okay in one situation but not another, we want to read them.
Please send those in because I know there's some that I cannot think of right now, and I know you got some good ones.
Hey guys at canyoudontpodcast.com.
.com on the interwebs.
Interwebbies.
The World Wide Web.
Yes, it is. All right, let's look at our man parts.
Some genitalia.
Mm.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's Dick Pick.
All right, Joe, you ready to see that deal?
You'll flop it.
All right, this one was sent in from our son, Robert Bisa Jelio.
Oh!
Hopefully he's okay. Use his whole name.
Mm.
If he's not, fuck him.
Well, he wrote in with it, so that's what you get.
Yep. All right, headline. Driver runs man over in Salvington strip club parking lot.
All right.
And
talk about it. There's a total boner killer.
The picture has just got this pink light. It's like, lighting up the whole
looks
building.
Like a house. It's just like in a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Looks like a townhouse, but with pink lights.
But with naked people inside of it.
I think the guy died, which obviously isn't funny. But this guy was so drunk.
Mm-hmm.
So a man was charged after police say he ran over another man several times Friday. I'm shaking my leg and
several times.
Police say it happened around 11:40 p.m. in the parking lot of Hollywood Cabernet on Queen Street. A man identified as Jason Feldbaum was trying to park his Honda Accord into one of the spaces when he ran into another man that was walking through the space.
Right.
Salvington police said Feldbaum then proceeded to drive forwards and backwards over the man several times. Officers that responded to the scene described finding the man with a large open wound in his stomach and severe injuries to both of his legs.
Yeah.
He's being treated at an area hospital and always in stable condition.
Oh, he made it?
Yeah. Fuck. At this time, Feldbaum is being charged with DUI. Unclear if additional charges will be filed. Anyone with any information?
Blah, 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 blah. Dude, you have to be so out of it.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh, man.
Could you imagine, like, trying to back, you know when you can't back up and you're like, what's going on? So you start doing the whole rocking thing. You're like,
he's like, God, he's like, what is this speed bump yelling? Like, what is it's like talking to his friend? He's like, is this speed bump yelling or am I really high? I think you're just high, bro.
Yeah.
I keep going. There's no way that's a musical speed bump.
But this poor guy just because getting hit once. Where it's like, oh, God, damn it, that sucked. And then he's, oh, fuck, he's coming back again.
Did you see the reverse lights
come back? What the fuck?
Kidding me?
He runs over here and you're like, oh, that's got to be it, right? And then, what? And this keeps happening several times.
It doesn't say what several pain, is, but I'm going to go with at least two or three, right?
I mean,
several is limitless.
Okay, a couple is two.
A few
three.
Is
few. And then... I think
several just covers all of it, more than five. Once.
At least, it has to be. A few is like three to five.
No, a few I think is technically three. I think, I don't know.
Yeah, but what's the word that you would use for four? That's still a few to me.
That's still a few?
Yeah.
Okay.
Several is, you're getting up there.
How? Yeah, you gotta be out of your mind. And think about what if he
and he's leaving, right? He wasn't pulling into the spot, or was
it? Doesn't say. He's just walking through it.
Said he was trying to back. Was trying to park. Okay, he was trying to park.
Yeah, he just ran into the guy that was in the parking space. I pictured that guy that unfortunately got smashed a bunch. He's had a huge celebration, promotion at work.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, the only thing that could be better than this is a blue balls at the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe getting some hot lady to grind on my pants.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, great, that's all I needed. Walks out and just gets ran over several times by the same car. And he's like, I knew something was going to ruin this day. I never have one good day. God. Can I just go
on? He had something.
Dude, one day. Ugh.
You know what's crazy about that is
the weird fortune cookie. You're gonna get run over several times.
Well, actually, let's think about. I don't know. It doesn't say whether the guy was also going into the club. He could have been coming out, but he could have been going into the club.
That's sad.
Maybe
he's having a terrible day.
Yeah.
He's like, this can't get any worse. I'm going to go to the strip club.
Mm-hmm. This will make it better.
God damn it.
Like, that guy was just so excited to get, like, I wonder if there was like nobody that, you know, what's really sad is when you, like, there's like one guy at a strip club. Mm. He's just sitting there and just watching naked women.
Yeah.
Like in the middle of the day.
Multiple ways to look at it.
Yeah.
One is like, I mean, fuck yeah, dude. And the other one's like, that's sad. Yeah. And I usually pick like the fuck yeah, dude. Because if I'm seeing him, I'm also there. So yeah. It's like, what's up, dude? And I've never done that. I've never been to a strip club midday, but I'm sure it's great. And I wouldn't judge you if that's what you do. It's fine. I don't care. Your money.
I imagine this guy like walking in. So the reason I brought that up was, let's say it's sort of empty.
Mm-hmm.
No other cars in the parking lot, really. The guy's walking in there, and the guy's driving's like,
I'm not taking my seat.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to wait around. Just runs the guy
you
over.
You don't get diamond. Not tonight.
You're going to have sunshine. I don't want a diamond.
But she hits the stage in 2 minutes. Got him. Is he dead? Rosa went down. Hey! Oh, fuck.
Hey, you dead? Why did you do that? He's not dead.
He's not dead. I got to kill him. Yeah, that's terrible. That's a terrible way to. I am happy that he won, and of course it was a Honda Accord. Sorry if
he won.
That he didn't die. Sorry, that was a weird.
And
Joe, are you paying attention?
Yeah,
like, yeah,
you realize what happened,
and
right?
And I'm glad he won the game. And
touchdown!
What's the championship? What are we talking about?
Home run,
touchdown, face mask, flag guarding. What's a good leg panel? Traveling. That's a good one because that relates to his legs are smashed.
Unnecessary roughness.
That's a good one.
Roughing the passer.
Targeting. Yeah.
All
right. Well, I think that's it. I think we're only looking at one dick today because we're going to hop off to the petty beefs now.
Okay.
That sound good?
Yeah, we spent too much time on other shit.
We did. Fine.
Silence in the court.
You are now entering the petty beef courtroom where all sides of some bullshit will be heard and evaluated. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final-ish. This is Petty Beef.
All right, you better do some judging, Joe.
Got my make-believe imaginary tie on. Got my briefcase.
Bring your briefcase in.
Yep.
Got your vodka and your coffee cup.
Oh, fuck, I forgot my pen.
Fuck vodka, man. Cheech and Chong reference.
Got my fucking briefcase or whatever.
So our first case is coming from our battered crotch son, Cora. Okay. Who has some petty beef with his wife and his son.
Okay, this is a whole family affair.
Yeah, and this is one I know I can relate to, and I'm sure you can too.
All right, lay it on me.
So this was, he sent this a while ago, so he says last night, so not last night.
Mm-hmm.
I was born at night, but not last night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He didn't write that.
I did.
Okay, last night, as I was walking out of my bedroom, my 2-year-old son came running up to me. Fantastic. You didn't hit him with a bat. That's good.
You're moving forward.
I thought he was going to give me a big hug like he always does. Oh, it's just the greatest feeling ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I held my arms out expecting a love embrace. He stopped about a foot away from me, closed fist punched me directly in the coin purse. I inadvertently yelled, "You little jackass!" My wife believes I overreacted. Mm. What are your thoughts?
I mean, you know me.
Yeah,
I love throwing kids and yelling at kids.
Love a good nightstand toss.
Love a good middle of the morning nightstand throw. So I get it. When you get punched out of nowhere, I'm not sure how much responsibility is on the initial reaction, especially when it's your downs, your nether region.
Because that's not you.
It hurts.
And you're all of a sudden not the rational person you normally... It's fight or flight situation where you just... I've had several situations where my son, he'll run up and just double smack me in the nuts. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And like, I want to punch him back. And I remember, or anytime I get hit in the nuts, my wife is always like, oh, you're
language.
You know, you're just, you, no, we cuss around her because she's like, but she's always like, oh, dramatic much. And I'm like,
you don't know
what it's like.
I'd be like, oh my God.
She's giving birth. That's exactly what I, the joke that I would make. She's in there going, oh God. I'm like, oh, dramatic much.
Little drama queen over here. Like your side talking to the doctor. Like she always does this.
Yeah. She's this is, this isn't anything new. She's knowing.
She's always like,
crying about something.
Oh, everything hurts. It's always something with this one. I mean, I love her, but
I shit myself in front of people.
Push the whole baby out of my. All right.
Anyway. So, I mean, when that happens, I immediately go into, I want to punch whoever it doesn't matter who it is. You want to punch him back, but then you keel over and you start trying to keep the vomit down.
Yeah, the tingly, like, stomach pain that comes along with getting punched in the nuts. It is the worst. Yeah. I tend to, if I'm not throwing somebody into a nightstand or a table, I usually like shut down. Like I'll get hit and just go, and I just like, and that's it. And then the next thing that happens, I mean, obviously as I get older, it's more of like, okay, well, I can't unpunch me in the nuts.
Mm-hmm.
So now what am I going to do about this? But in that moment, yeah, your initial thing is to throw him through the fucking window.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. As soon as I'm able to stand up, he's going through that window.
If the flame's still going. Yeah, I tend to shut down. I don't think, what has there been a situation where I've been really hurt? Oh, I have. I have had that happen. And it was with Aaron, and we were at a wedding, and she was dancing, and she accidentally clocked me in the dick. And I just went, I was like, God damn. And she's like, what? And I was like, nothing. I was like, you accidentally hit. She goes, oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fucking what? Like, do you have any? And it wasn't like a shoe kick, but it was like one. I had to go sit down. And it was like, well, the dance party's over for me. I just got whopped in the dick. She goes, oh, come on. I'm like, nope. Like, that's not how this works. I'm barely able to stand up right now.
I've heard women say like, oh, it doesn't feel good. Oh, man, I'm making so much noise over here.
What do you have over there?
It's this chair. They're squeaky noisies.
God damn it.
Is that?
It's like you're working on a table saw.
I am.
Oh, gotcha.
Well, I'm whittling. What was I saying?
Babies punch balls. Yeah.
No, that I've heard women say like, well, it's not comfortable, or it's not, does hurt. Blah, frog is shit. Not even trying to read. To get hit in the vagina.
Mm.
And I find that. This is what I don't want to say because they have a lack of perspective of what it feels like for us. So I don't want to assume that it doesn't hurt them.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine it's worse getting hit in the vagina than it is getting hit in the ball sack.
Yeah, because they're out external. They're hanging out on the outside. I know there's plenty of pain in getting kicked in the, what do they call it, a cunt punt?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what it is? I don't know.
Twat punch?
Or something like that. A beaver dam? No, that's the other one for cock block. That's funny. Yeah, I'm sure it hurts, but you know, your ovaries aren't hanging outside of your body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your nuts are just hanging there. They're just waiting to get punched and boxed around a little
bit.
Yeah,
it's like one of those speed bag. Ding, ling, 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 whack! He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. It's just like men don't have perspective on period cramps and giving birth.
Mm-hmm.
You do not have perspective on how much it sucks to get really hit in the nuts. It sucks.
Like
it
is terrible. Good, you know what's weird is like, it's almost better to get a full-on smack than it is. Like a little flick is worse than like a horse kicking you in the nuts.
Well, I want to put this like a Mythbusters episode, and I want you to be the one that tries this out. I'll flick your nuts, and you'll be like, okay, and then I'll scoot you over, and then we'll have a horse kick you in the nuts, and you'll be like, and you get to weigh the two options.
I think the flick's worse. I do.
If you even have a dick and balls left after a horse kicks you in the dick.
It's just going to, it's more
blow up.
Area to cover. Like the flick is so
precise,
this targeted little smack.
Walnut.
Mm-hmm. Bop, bop.
So that means that we're on, sorry, your wife and son, they're wrong.
That should be a Jackass thing.
Getting kicked in the nuts?
No, they need to do that. Well, didn't you see the last movie? He freaking.
I never actually went and saw it.
Dude.
Is it something Steve-O did?
The worst? No, it was England. It was Dave England. I think the worst nut things I've ever seen.
I don't like it. Like swinging stuff into your balls and.
Well, a pogo stick.
Oh, fucking
on
no.
his nutsack.
You can't do that. Why would you do that?
There was two other ones that were off. Why? I can't remember what they are now.
Like, it's not even funny. It's not even pain anymore.
Yeah.
It's just blowing up your testicles.
Yeah.
That's not funny for any reason. Yeah. I hate it. Someone did post the video of Bam getting hit by the giant hand that we talked about, mm-hmm. I think, last week. And it is even funnier than I remember it. It's just so good.
Mm-hmm.
If you have not seen it, you have to look up Jackass High Five and then Bam Margera. And what they did is they taped bags of flour to the hand.
Right.
And that's why the explosion happens. And you know it added so much more weight and pop when that hand went around. So anyway, go look it up. I promise you it'll be one of the funniest things you've ever seen. All right, let's move on to some good news.
Okay.
Because we do have some. Okay.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray, we aren't doomed.
Yeah! All right, so here's our good news for today. This, I mean, I know you can't do this everywhere, but just the idea that they're even trying this, I think it's pretty cool. And it can spark other topics of conversation around the world. But it says, Maharashtra, Indian village, goes offline daily to help people talk. So the village, they have a siren that goes off at 7 p.m. every evening in Vagaon village in the Sangli district, indicating that all residents to switch off their TV sets and mobile phones. The two instruments of addiction can be switched on when the village council sounds the siren again at 8:30. So basically, shuts off for an hour and a half every day. It's like, that's it. Hang out with the people that are around you. Quit checking out everything else and just talk to people.
Like, so power goes off basically or what?
I'm guessing you don't get... I'm sure it's not like a raid where if someone hears like Bob Barker, they like kick the door open and just fucking kill the family. It's probably more of like an option in type situation. But they have an audible siren that goes off. You go, oh, okay. Like maybe, you know, dinner time. And then everyone puts their shit away. So there's a family that lives by the siren, siren code.
No, it's a guy with the triangle. Ding, ding,
ding, ding. Turn off your phones!
Burr, burr, burr.
Riding a horse. Turn off your phones!
The English are coming.
Ding, ding, ding. I had like a little triangle. Turn off your phones. Why does he talk like that? It's in India. That's why they don't do it. Because they're like, what the fuck is he saying?
Mm-hmm.
They just hear some crazy guy on a horse with his triangle going, turn off your phones. They have no idea what he's saying.
Some guy named Brad.
But this is such a cool concept to me. The population of Vagaon says 3,000 people, made up largely of farmers and sugar mill workers. And I know, I mean, yeah, you can't. There's certain professions, but everybody, we did it before. I mean, the world existed and when we didn't have all this shit. So you could do it. You just have to grow accustomed to it.
You just don't want to.
I know, but what's the worst that could happen if you had to talk to some people that are around you?
I think that's an interesting experiment, though, because you could say, well, we didn't always have cars, so maybe for... this day, we just don't have cars. We go back to horse and buggy. And like, no, I got to get to work.
Well, we didn't have shoes. So take your fucking shoes off 1 hour every day.
Yeah.
I'm being
ridiculous, cynical.
Yeah.
I get the coolness of it. But
I just thought that was a neat concept. And then to have it actually not just an idea.
I wonder how many people actually do it.
I don't know. I tried to find it. I read the article. I don't remember how many people participated in it. And I don't know if they can actually count how many people participated in it.
Well, I mean, there's 3,000 people in a village. Of course,
the family either does it or they don't. And I'm guessing with a community that small, if something catches on like this, big enough for a siren to be installed, maybe the whole town does it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that'd be really fun, even just like in a neighborhood. Think about a summer night and the little siren goes off and everyone shuts their shit off and goes outside.
I would hate that. I don't want to be told that I've got to do something.
There's plenty of people that probably don't. They probably don't do it at all.
Make time for that. I don't like schedules. Yeah. So if I know I have to turn this off, I'd be like, no, fuck you.
Fuck you. I'll turn it off. When you guys turn your shit back on, I'll turn mine off.
Yeah. I'll turn it off when I go to bed.
I like it.
That's right.
Yeah. I'll turn it off when I'm sleeping over my sleeping body.
I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Mm-hmm. All right. I found something funny on the internet. I'm going to show
it to you. Sorry, I ruined that.
That's all right. You ruined everything.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool, or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out, together, as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes! That's awesome! Alright, a quick hit for the look what I found this week. But it is Crocs. You know, they started off as kind of a joke, right? Kind of. Whoever was making them was not joking. But when people were buying them, they're kind of like, yeah, whatever, the Crocs. And then they became really, like, everyone's like, these are fucking.
It's like a Snuggie that took off.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, no way. Real. No way. This thing's stupid. Or like those potty squatties or whatever.
Squatty potty.
Other way around. Anyway, so these are headlights for your Crocs. I don't know who needs them. And it's probably a pretty, I mean, think about walking. That's, you yell at your kid for not holding the flashlights. Mm. Now you just put them on your feet. But I can see walking around the house, like, it's like
the light's going to go up to the ceiling and then on the floor, up to the ceiling, down the floor.
But if there's two of them doing it at the same time, I don't know. People say that it's awesome for going to the bathroom in the middle of the night. It's just so goofy to me. You're like, oh man, like swing your legs over the side of your bed and just put your flashlight Crocs on.
Yeah, like you still have to put shoes on. Just put a little teeny light next to you. Yeah, just put a little teeny light next to you and shine it at the floor when you go.
Or like a nightlight in the wall.
I would rather do that than have to put shoes on to go to the bathroom.
But if you showed up to a party or a concert or a rave,
oh, if you show up to rave,
headlight Crocs,
you're getting so much action.
If you go to Amazon and just look up headlights for Crocs, you're gonna find it, and it's gonna be about $30, $27. So
these are sold separately from the Crocs.
Yeah,
do they clip in the hole or something?
Yeah, do your kids have Crocs?
No.
Okay, so they make customizable pins and stuff that go inside the holes, and then like a button, they go in and they don't easily come back out.
Oh, okay.
So you stick these in. And then you just have fucking headlights on your Crocs.
Maybe we should get some and try them out.
No, the headlight Crocs stay on during sex. No way. These are not coming off.
Okay.
All right, let's hear from some of the kids.
All right.
All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
All righty. Our first email comes from our son, Jason.
Ooh.
He writes, hey, dads, you didn't pay child support again. Sorry, dude.
Whoops.
I usually leave, whatever. Yeah. You lazy bums. Anyway, I work for Fry's grocery store in Arizona. Kroger for you in Seattle, I think.
Well, I'm sure they love it over in Seattle.
Yeah. Everyone in the Northwest lives in Seattle.
I know. Everyone thinks it rolls in Seattle.
Must rain a ton. Doesn't matter. What comes next is pretty damn funny.
Okay.
I was stalking, not stalking, Brian.
Stalking.
Eggs when a woman came over to buy some, and I noticed she was wearing a Can You Don't shirt. What?
Awesome.
Awesome, I thought. Good choice. Oh. Then she asked me what aisle the cereal was on. Knowing that swearing to customers is a no-no and risking getting earful and write up for my boss, I said, fuck it, and said to her, like one of my dads taught me in the highest voice, it's on... Fucking wait!
Yeah, you got it.
Is that what
keep
I'm supposed
going.
To say?
Yes.
It's on fucking aisle 18 or whatever. or is I supposed to go?
I'm sure it's that.
So yeah. Fucking aisle 18 or whatever.
Yeah.
She busted out the laughter and said, "Oh fuck yeah!" Oh. Gave me a honk honk, a fist bump, shaking her head and laughing as we walked off to continue shopping. It's one of the funniest things I've ever had happen to me in my 25 years of working there. Hope this story gave you some chuckles, made me laugh like crazy lunatic. Love the podcast, makes me tear with laughter because the English and dribble some piss in a little time in here. You're loving high as fuck retail workers on Jason. Oh, that's awesome.
That is awesome. I wonder who it was. If you were that person, go ahead and write in.
This is like one of those things like, hey, I saw you at the store. I saw you at the store.
Your hair was so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You were wearing a Can You Don't shirt and you said, fuck yeah.
Oh my God. But that is a good time to say it. If someone's like, hey, do you know where the eggs are? Okay. I think they're in fucking aisle 6 or whatever. All right, thanks. Bye. Because you put the whatever on the end, even if you're wrong, it doesn't matter.
Right.
So our second email is coming in from one of our children who wishes to remain anonymous for obvious reasons. They write, hey, dads. Oh, it's an exclamation point. Hey, dads!
Hey, dads!
Joe's story about going through airport security reminded me of a story about my ex-husband. He's ex-Special Forces and rarely goes anywhere without his gun.
He divorced Special Forces?
He's like, and ex pilot.
He's a porn star.
He's a porn star. So, he's Johnny Sins. He's just all these different... Yeah, it's only funny if you know that.
Keep going.
He's ex-Special Forces and rarely goes anywhere without his gun in his backpack, but never when flying. One time, he flew from SoCal to Canada, went through security, no problem. When he was returning from the Canadian airport... he sent his backpack through the x-ray machine and they found a gun.
Yeesh.
Obviously, it created a lot of problems, especially for TSA for missing it when he flew out. It was an honest accident on his part, but created a lot of hubbub. I'm sure someone back in SoCal got in big, big trouble. So, Joe, your pocket knife, switchblade, is nothing. At least you didn't fly with a loaded gun. Thank you for all the funny content. You bring me so much happiness. Love you. Anonymous but loving daughter. Oh,
that's cute.
That would be not fun. To you're like, oh shit.
The difference.
Oh, did I leave? Oh my god, my 9mm in there. I knew it. I was looking for it. I guess I didn't check my backpack.
The difference is there's a motive. Like, oh, I'm ex special forces. There's a reason. Oh, I usually carry my gun. I spaced it. There's mm-hmm. a backstory that makes sense mm-hmm. for that guy. For you, it's an illegal knife mm-hmm. for just some asshole that yeah. has no reason for having a switchblade
besides,
other than to cause some havoc.
Other than they're awesome, which I think is a pretty cool reason.
But they don't know that.
No. He opened it, remember? In my story, he popped it open and went, oh no. Remember? He's like, because he knew it was so cool, he had to pop it out.
Yeah.
And then he would take it away.
Yeah.
But he wanted to at least feel the switchblade.
So he had to feel it in his hand. He had to feel the power of the switchblade. The kickback.
I think I've mentioned this probably with the switchblade story, but like, yeah, Aaron once made it through security with a 10,000 watt taser. Mm. To and back from New Orleans. Like, no, he was like, oh yeah, no problem. That's fine.
Those are the people that are keeping us safe.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Just stick it up your ass next time.
Well, that's our show. Episode 21. I think we had a blast. Did you have a fun time with me today, Brian?
Oh, yeah. I forgot to say episode 21, we were going to go on our 21 run.
Oh, how we would
not get the runs.
No. Well, that'd be weird. Or 21. Yeah. That'd be a, what's that? Different Taco Bells in Arctic circles?
I don't know. I was in my hot tub this morning and I was farting.
Okay.
And it was one of those things where I fart and nothing. And then the bubble came to the top and it popped in the bubble and then I could smell the fart. But it mixed with like minerals and chlorine. So it kind of had a weird smell to it.
Nice.
Just thought you should know that.
I love it. Great visual. The bubble running up your pant leg.
Mm-hmm.
Tickle. Support us on Patreon. Number one way that you can make this show happy and keep it going. Patreon.com/CanYouDon'tPodcast, and then Facebook and Instagram. What's that? Where do you go find them? Where do we go there for that? Do you know? Remember?
Oh, are you talking to me?
Yeah.
I think it's that @.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you don't?
Yeah.
Podcast.
That's it.
I think
that's it. And same thing on YouTube. You have something you want to see on the show? Email that in. Hey guys, at canyoudon'tpodcast.com. I think we'll be doing a confessions maybe next week. We're kind of feeling it out. Rate and review the podcast wherever you listen. Of course, thanks to the babysitters who are the moderators of the Can You Don't Playground on Facebook. Go hop in there. A bunch of funny stuff. I have a very funny ending to today's show that I think we're going to have a hoot with.
Okay.
Okay.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
Daddy joke.
Tell me, daddy.
My wife caught me jerking off to an optical illusion. I told her it's not what it looks like. And this joke came across, or I don't know, I found this joke somewhere. And I thought the visual of you, someone walking in on you, and you remember those magic eye books?
Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
And you're just, just looking at it like kind of cross-eyed.
So yeah, you're cross-eyed.
Like, oh, God, you slam it shut. And you guys get the hope.
And slam it in your dick in it.
And whoever finds it, you're like, no, there's nothing there. You have to hope they don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're out of there. But if they do know how to do it, it's going to be some 3D looking. Well, it's funny because
it was always like a silhouette.
Yeah.
So you couldn't see the definition.
Yeah, just like you just have a dick.
Like a
dick and a mouth. That's all you see. That's a
silhouette of that. Some ears.
That's not what you think. I don't know why it's so funny, but it puts it into other like little magic show situations too. Where you're like, oh, and you close like the little curtain.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, you put your dick in a hat. And you're like, nothing there.
Just
a
rabbit.
Who didn't you pull a rabbit out?
Pull a rabbit out.
Nothing. Nothing. Oh, no. Of course I wasn't doing that, honey. Or she, the door opens, like shit, and bunch like doves like fly out of here. You're like, ta-da.
Basically all the tricks that a magician has.
Is this your card? She's like, what?
Anything. Just sleight of hand. That's what you're good at.
See, I thought I saw a dick. No, that was nine of clubs.
That was not it yet.
That's a nine of clubs. And is this
was your card? It's actually not. That's the joke.
That's the joke. Get out of here, please. Yep.
Good night. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you, kids.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, guys. Well, bye.
All right.
I guess that's it then. See you next
week. See you next time.
All right. Hope we don't die. I hope we don't die in the windstorm.
The windstorm. Yeah. Yeah.
Why are you so far back from your microphone right now?
My back hurts. I'm trying to stretch
from that awesome chair.
Yeah, this sucks.
We just gotta get you a new one. All right, bye guys.
Bye.